Good morning. Ohayou gozaimasu. To all of my subscribers, family members, friends of the family, to everyone visiting, my name is Amin Parker. And in this voice message, I want to cover a phrase that I've learned in Japanese, and it's a very cool phrase to me. Maybe you would like it as well. So that phrase goes like this: Jikan ga tappuri arimasu kara. And what this means is, I have plenty of time. It could also mean, because I have plenty of time. Or, since I have plenty of time. This is a pretty cool phrase, and it's very short. And you can plug it in whenever you need to plug it in, when you're conversing with a Japanese person in Japanese. Like I said, if you want to convey the thought that I have plenty of time, you can say, Jikan ga tappuri arimasu kara. Of course, jikan is time. You know, that's very basic Japanese. Most people know jikan means time. However, tappuri. Now, we don't always hear this word being spoken, but sometimes Japanese people will say it. But there's other words they can use instead. But tappuri, this word means full or in plenty or ample. All right. So it pretty much conveys the thought of a lot of something, right? And then arimasu means have, and kara could mean because or since. All right, so if you say jikan ga tappuri arimasu kara, you're saying because I have plenty of time. Another example sentence would be kaze wo hikanai youni vitamin C wo tappuri torinasai. And what this means is, take lots of vitamin C to avoid catching a cold. Kaze wo hikanai youni vitamin C wo tappuri torinasai. Take lots of vitamin C to avoid catching a cold. Another example sentence would be kare wa mazu choushoku wo tappuri toru koto kara hajimeta. And what this means is, he started by having a big breakfast. Now that could also be said like this in Japanese: kare wa mazu tappuri to choushoku wo taberu koto kara hajimeta. And what that means basically is, he started off with a good breakfast, or he started by eating a hearty breakfast. Pretty much along those lines. Another example sentence before I go would be sort of like this. Using the word tappuri, you would say, kare wa sono shigoto ni taishi tappuri hoshu wo moratta. And what that means is that he was given ample payment for the work. Or pretty much, he was given ample payment for his work. And another example sentence, which would be the final one for this voice message, would be shokuji wo suru 時間はたっぷりある。And pretty much what this means is we have enough time to eat. Once again, 食事をする。時間はたっぷりある。We have time enough to eat. Now, like I said, ladies and gentlemen, this is a phrase that I pretty much learned like a year ago. 時間がたっぷりありますから。When I first heard it being spoken, I was kind of like confused because of the word たっぷり. I've never seen that word in any of the books that I used when I was learning Japanese. I don't remember ever hearing anyone use that word in my presence that spoke Japanese. So when I heard it for the first time, I was a little confused and I needed explanation on it. I needed someone to explain what the meaning of this phrase was. What did tapuli mean? And when I was told that it means plenty, it made things easier for me. I didn't have to use the word taksan too much, or okuno. I didn't have to use that either when referring to time. If I know I have a lot of time, if I have a lot of something, okay, just a lot of something, I don't have to always say, you know, taksan. I don't have to always say taksan or okuno or whatever else. I could simply say tapuli. Now, like I said, tapuli is an adjective. You want to make sure you're using it correctly in the sentence. But this is a pretty good word to use. And like I said, the phrase in and of itself, 時間がたっぷりありますから. I like this phrase. You know, now, I hear so many Japanese people using kara at the end of arimasu when they use this phrase. You know, I think it's not necessary. If you simply want to say 時間がたっぷりあります, that should be fine. But when I heard it being used from, actually I heard it being used by two different women, okay? And both of them, they used the word kara at the end of the sentence, which I understand means because or since. But I don't know, maybe there's some other reason why they prefer to say kara at the end of that particular phrase. You know, listen, I'm not fluent, 100% fluent in Japanese. I'm still learning, just like anyone else is still learning. People are always learning. And like I said, in the past, I classify myself as a beginner. So, but even as a beginner, there's a lot of things that I would like to understand. So yeah, this is a good phrase if you want to say I have enough time, or because I have plenty of time, or anything that falls underneath this idea of you having a lot of time for something, and you want to convey that to your Japanese buddies or your Japanese co-workers. You know, you just simply say, jikan ga tapuli arimasu kara. Or, Yo, hold on. Jikan ga tapuli arimasu. You just simply say that. And, yeah, they should understand that you're telling them that you have plenty of time for whatever it is. Well, listen, this is Imean Parker, and I'll come back again another time with maybe more Japanese phrases. This is Imean Parker. Peace.